smartphone. Part 3. All right, please, now we enter the valley of death. Everything up to now has just been a warm-up for what's about to happen. Part 3, two horn calls thunder forth defiantly from the violins. Part 4, dissolution, destruction, disintegration. A third horn call begins, but is brutally cut short. We didn't have dom at the end of that, just lop. We've cut off the poor tail of that horn call. And then it gets worse. The dismemberment of the horn call continues. Now only the middle two notes are heard. So now we've cut off the head of the horn call. And guess what happens next? Yes, incredibly, the two-note unit dissolves, leaving only single, isolated chords of despair, as they were referred to in the 19th century. My friends, this music is grinding to a halt. The machinery of this movement, which had been based on this rhythmic energy from the beginning, is grinding to a halt. Everything's disintegrating. We hear a sudden burst of energy from a single horn call. It would seem to indicate the music is not quite dead, at least not yet, but then more pathetic, isolated chords of despair. The rhythmic, melodic, and tonal elements of this movement are as close to death as you can get. Yes, if we were hooked up to a monitor right now, we are near flatline. A tiny little blip, blip, blip. But otherwise, we're almost out. This is the Valley of Death. And how has Beethoven projected the Valley of Death? By killing off and disintegrating the motives so carefully nurtured during the exposition. So motivic destruction has its metaphor in physical and emotional destruction. Finally, part 5 of the development section, what we call the retransition, again, a sudden burst of fate motives attempt to revive the movement. This time, they do not stop, but tenaciously continue, shattering the deadly reverie of the chords of despair. Like 20 cc's of adrenaline administered directly to the heart of the movement, the music revives. And thank goodness, we still want to hear the other 3.5 movements. So the music comes back to life, but it has gone through some deathly, horrific experience. Please, let us listen to parts 3, 4, and 5 of the development section and the opening of the recap. Part 4. Part 5. Recapitulation. Now again, you can ascribe whatever storyline you want to this symphony up to this point. We could get very personal. We could say Beethoven is talking about his brutish childhood, and then his journey to Vienna, and the flowering of his late adolescence, and then the disintegration of his hearing, and with that, the disintegration of his mind and soul. That's a little too literal for my taste, but if that's what you want, you can have it. The point is, everything we're saying is supported in the musical materials Beethoven puts before us. Please, the recapitulation.